to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of my right foot in an obstructed view of the beach at Grafton Lake State Park from the vantage point of my choice spot beneath a tree in front of the lifeguard station comes to us from yours truly as I decided to grab some relaxation and some summertime fun immediately following the 10 a.m. service at Star Point Church, as I realized that there may be few, if any, opportunities to do so before Labor Day comes and goes in 2 weeks' time. And that was all yesterday. I often give the advice to do something to enjoy our lives now. And while I am all for acting spontaneously, I also know that if you don't plan anything, you run the risk of doing nothing with the precious days of your life and end up regretting the things you didn't plan for and didn't do. So because I was left on my own yesterday as my beloved wife was away with her family in Connecticut, I had to decide what I would do with my one and only day off this past weekend. Before I sat down to do my Bible study with the Cincotti's, I asked my electronic personal assistant and got the news that the weather was forecasted to be 83 degrees. I decided I wanted to do something with my day. While I love my room at River House, I wanted to take advantage of the weather and go swimming. I decided to brave social anxiety and go to my church in person and alone and would go swimming afterwards. I thought about going to Lake Taconic, a lake that I frequented throughout my youth, but didn't want to drive so far. So I asked my friend Google to suggest something and to go somewhere new. But even though it named a few places where I could go swimming, the information on the new sites I was interested in was inconclusive. And because my time was precious, I didn't want to go to some place and discover that there were no swimming there after all. I had been to Grafton Lake State Park recreationally once before, but I recalled having a good experience there last year on a similarly solo swimming excursion. And I lost my place. So after the Bible study with the Cincotti's was done, I hurriedly packed my beach stuff into the car and had just enough time to upload the Bible study to YouTube before I had to make my way to the church. I made it to the church on time, enjoyed the service and message by Dr. Lisa Bermudez on telling yourself the truth, and got to Grafton's Beach around noon. I discovered my spot under a solitary tree on the lawn in front of the lifeguard's beach house was available. Set up my chair and blanket and immediately went into the waters to swim. The water was a bit chilly, but I dived right in and headed to the far reaches of the swimming area to swim back and forth in the relative solitude there, and appreciated the experience of swimming under blue skies on a pleasant summer day. My joy was palpable as I glided through the water and just felt the pleasure of swimming. As I alternated between the breaststroke and backstroke, I just reveled in the experience until I grew a little tired from the continuous effort of keeping myself afloat. As I was swimming, a duck swam across the lake just beyond the swimming area, and I stopped to appreciate the moment as my foul friend seamlessly progressed past me. I thank the Lord for the moment and my life as I came to the realization that this could be the last swimming session of the summer of 2023. And I let God know that if this was the last session for the season, I was okay with it. It was such a simple yet magnificent moment that I knew that I could store it away in my memory banks as another good memory to recall the summer of 23 and to give me joy. I spent the next few hours under my tree connecting with the Lord by appreciating His creation and my life, and by reading Dallas Willard's The Spirit of the Disciplines, which reminded me that we have to pursue the Lord and put effort into our faith, in our faith walk, to draw closer to God and to become more and more like Christ. Willard reminded me that anything worth accomplishing often isn't easy and may require extended time and effort to realize. And becoming the person that God created us to be was no different. It was a great couple of hours under that tree. The one thing that I realized that I like about Grafton is that it is free from any memories of my past, other than my precious visit, previous and precious visit there last year. I had never been there. I really like the fact that my experience at Grafton is on the other side of my freedom in Christ and post-divorce life. The fact that I have only gone there by myself gave me the sense that Grafton was my place, or more accurately, the Lord in my place, because it has no shadows of the past or other people involved, although there was a fair amount of people there, and the increasing numbers eventually led me to call it a day. Despite the crowds, it was just me and the Lord at the beach, and it was a good day. The Lord is omnipresent, after all, so wherever you go, He is there. But we don't always realize that, and it leads us to feel we are alone. Although I was there solo, I didn't feel alone, because I kept walking, swimming, and talking with God, even though the conversation was confined to my thoughts for the most part. God is with us. That's the truth. And that brings us to our current series, Statements of Truth, that springs from the last portion of step number 2, Deception versus Truth of the Freedom in Christ, of the Steps to Freedom in Christ by Dr. Neil Anderson. That step deals with deception. And because we have completed the process of examining, confessing, and renouncing all the ways we've been deceived, the good doctor prescribes a healthy dose of truth for us. Anderson introduces the statements of truth by stating, "For 2,000 years, Christians have known the importance of verbally and publicly declaring truth. Read aloud the following statements of truth and carefully consider what you're professing. You may find it helpful to read them aloud every day for at least 6 weeks, which will help you renew your mind to the truth." So, for our current series, we are presenting each of the remaining, well, now there's 10 left after day one, the remaining 10 statements of truth from step 2 of the Steps to Freedom in Christ, one at a time. We are declaring them verbally and publicly, because we, like the Christians who have gone before us over the last 2,000 years, know the importance of doing so. We are also sharing the statements, associated Bible verses, and sharing our thoughts about each statement of, what each statement of truth is telling us, why they are important, and how they apply to our lives as Christians. So today's statement of truth is number 2. I recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. I believe that He came to destroy the works of the devil, and that He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them. And the Bible verses listed with this statement are John 1, verse 1 and verse 14. And the Word of God says, from the New King James Version, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The second verse that's associated with that statement is Colossians 2:15. Which tells us, "Having disarmed principalities and powers, He, Jesus, made a public display of them, triumphing over them." And the last verse is 1 John 3:8, which says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." And so, you can see where, I don't want to comment too much. You know, Jesus was manifest in, as a person for a purpose. John 1:1 is sort of the genesis of the New Testament as it speaks of the coming of Jesus Christ and the fact that He has always been with God and was God. And will be God. He's God always, forever. Long before He became flesh and dwelt among us. And even though He ascended to heaven, Jesus still dwells among us in spirit and in truth as He lives in the hearts of all those who put their faith in Him. Jesus is also known as the Word of God. And when we read the scriptures, they point to him and put us into a conversation with him as the Lord reveals the truth that Jesus is the Messiah, and it convicts us to become more and more like him. There are some deep spiritual realities going on here. The Trinitarian mystery of God with the simultaneous interplay between the God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and how the Bible is the living word, and that somehow is Jesus too, in a sense. The word delivers the good news that Jesus is Lord and has been victorious over the spiritual forces of darkness. As for destroying the works of the devil, I share 1 John 3:9-10, which says, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother." The Apostle John's word, the word of God, aka Jesus, tells us that those who sin are of the devil, but Jesus came to destroy the devil's work, and through his resurrection, man can be born again, born of God, and has been given the power over sin, destroying the work of the devil that happens in us as we increasingly turn from our former ways of darkness and embrace who we are in Christ and decide to walk with him in the light of our new lives. So we endeavor to increasingly turn from our sins and practice righteousness to allow the new life that Christ gave us to manifest in our lives. These statements are truth, and when we accept Jesus as the Messiah, make him our Lord and Savior, we share in his victory over the devil. So keep walking and talking with God and believe and receive your part in the victory that has already been won by following the Lord into the freedom he has given you in Christ. Today's Bible verses comes to us from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses come from the section on affliction, discipline, chastisement, and trials. And today they give us Acts 16:16-28. We're sharing from the NKJV. "Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.' Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposed the prisoners had fled, drew his sword, and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.'" Today's verses fall under the 22nd point of our Counseling Reference Guide's resource section on affliction, discipline, chastisement, and trials. And that 23rd point is, Paul and Silas were singing praises to God while they were suffering severely for the sake of the gospel. There is a lot going on in today's passages of Scripture. Our resource highlights verse 25, thus the bold print that tells us, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. But before that, an encounter with a slave girl who is oppressed by a demon that that unrighteous men have manipulated for financial gain. Think of it. These men have used this woman's demonically given ability to tell fortunes to earn money. But Paul demonstrates his power and authority in Christ by telling the demon to leave and to take the demonic power to tell fortunes with it. You would think that Paul would be commended for setting the woman free of her demon, but you would be wrong. And instead, Paul and Silas are stripped and beaten with rods and thrown into jail. And you wouldn't think that being imprisoned and beaten would be cause for celebration. But Paul and Silas counted themselves blessed for being persecuted for their faith, and instead of lamenting of all the troubles they've seen, they praise the Lord in song, the original Jailhouse Rock, until the Lord decides to join in with a little shake, rattle, and roll of his own as an earthquake comes that shakes the prison foundations and breaks the chains of the prisoners. The narrative of this passage continues through verse 34 to tell us that God used this occasion to bring the jailer and his whole household to put their faith in Jesus. When we are faithful to do what the Lord moves us to do and to praise him, and even in times of adversity, there is no telling what the Lord may do to deliver us and to set the captives free. So if you are suffering, praise the Lord. Our worship is a weapon, and the Lord will use our praises to bless our hearts, renew our spirits, and just may do something miraculous to show you just how faithful our God is. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, as we continue in that resource section in chapter 20. And the section that we're going to share is entitled The Promise. So if you want to know what the promise is, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we encourage a lifestyle of Christian discipleship where we read the Word of God and try to apply it to our lives, and not in just some outward form of expression, but as a means to draw close to the Lord and to develop our personal relationship with him. God loves us and called us out of the darkness to be part of his kingdom. And now that we've been born again and filled with his Holy Spirit and have been adopted into his royal family, we should meet our purpose in following the Lord into whatever he calls us to do. And part of that is changing our character from who we used to be into someone who's a little more like Jesus. And so we encourage that through a daily spiritual practice of prayer, Bible study, and just doing what's right and answering the call that the Lord puts on our lives moment to moment. Yeah, it's not all prayer and Bible study. We can also go out and enjoy our lives. As yesterday, I went to the beach to enjoy the summer season. You know, I saw. You know, I try to keep an eye on the clock and an eye on the calendar, because I have days that are very full and seem to go slow, but somehow the time flies all the same. And you know, seasons change very quickly. So we have to be cognizant of where we're walking and what we're doing, and realize that our life is limited, and we should make the most of it for ourselves and for the kingdom. You know, and God allows that, you know, allows us to enjoy our lives and to serve him at the same time. Luckily we haven't been thrown in the jail yet for our faith. I would imagine that persecution is coming. But right now we enjoy a measure of freedom, so we'll worship and praise the Lord with it. And we invite others to join us in this walk of freedom, of walking in the Spirit. And we do that on our podcast by sharing our teachings from 2021 on Victory Over the Darkness, the Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. Those teachings are all available on our podcast and our YouTube channel. And they're all based on the Word of God and the work of Dr. Neil Anderson. They were transformative in my life, and thus I was moved to teach them and share them continually. And I'm happy to see that people are checking them out. As just last week, someone reached out to me to get the teaching materials for The Bondage Breaker. So if you wanted to, you could email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com and to receive those resources via email. I think they're great teachings and something that the whole body of Christ could benefit from. Anyway, we also encourage Bible study, and we just did a Bible study with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti yesterday on Psalm 34 with the subtitle, Not Ashamed, and we invite you to check out that and check out our archives, as we did have been doing Bible studies on the podcast ever since 2021. So if you don't have a Bible study yourself, you can listen into ours as we discuss the things of God and see what the Word of God has to say about how to live. Well, it is Monday. I recorded this early because I was afraid it was going to run over. There's a lot of scripture there. So I got some time, but I still need to get ready for work. So we're gonna pray and pursue those things. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you so much for all that you've done for us. We thank you for that one day off and how we were able to enjoy ourselves and get some rest on your Sabbath day. And Lord, now it's back to work, back to reality. But it doesn't mean we're walking away from you, because Lord, we need you every step of the way. Lord, we pray for anyone who's listening or reading today's message that you would come alongside them in their prayer request and their walk of faith. Lord, we pray for you to go before all of us today, to open our eyes to the things you want us to see and to move our steps in the things you'd have us do. As all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom on earth and to invite others to experience the new life of hope and freedom that's found in Christ alone. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.